Bar chat.
British bar chat.
Hey Jen, you know, like Harry Potter, next month it's out, the last book. I'm going to get it as soon as it's in the shops.
Are you going to be one of these people who sleeps outside the bookshops?
Well, possibly, yeah, possibly, because I think it's 12 o'clock at night it goes on sale, I'm not sure, but I'm quite excited.
Aren't you a bit old for Harry Potter?
Well, you know, you can only be young once, but you can be immature forever. That's what I say, and I stand by it. Harry Potter's great.
I don't know, it's all right, but I prefer Roald Dahl as an author.
You've just called me immature, and you're talking about Roald Dahl and crocodiles and people with worms on their head. That's just silly. I'm talking about advanced wizardry.
Well, Roald Dahl wrote about the witches long before J.K. Rowling ever thought of Harry Potter. Harry Potter's just, I don't know, he's such a boring character.
Boring? He's survived Voldemort's attacks on him at least 5 times. Yeah. I mean, I bet you wouldn't have done.
Well, I noticed she has to give that explanation in every single book.
Yeah, but like, come on, let's put Harry Potter against Charlie Bucket. Come on, who's more impressive? Charlie Bucket, who eats chocolate. Harry Potter has powers. He's like Quidditch champion, whatever. Charlie Bucket's just got lucky, you know?
And funny glasses.
Funny glasses, exactly. Anyway, I'm going to convince you of this, and I think you're just being a bit stubborn, basically.
So, shall I go get some tickets then?
Yeah, and I'm going to get you a book, and you're going to love it.
Can't wait!